Another point in the same, in the same connection, I said that earlier also, every seeker is directly related to me without having an agent in between. Nothing. Nobody need some intermediary. Nothing. So far you do not know how this spiritual evolution happens. Sometimes I may not talk to a seeker, or I may not pay attention. But not talking and not paying attention is doing to the seeker more good at that time. That is the medicine for the seeker at that time. Because by God's grace, a master knows what is happening inside the seekers. Sometimes the master can talk very closely, full of love and all those things, and after 3 days he may turn the mouth, oh, go away, like that. These things happen. They are all for purification. The greatest element is faith only. Whatever he is doing the best for us, for me. Several times I said about that incident which happened there in Swami Muktanand's ashram when he was alive. Muktanandji was a great yogi, undoubtedly. The path of pure meditation they have, Kundalini path. At that time when Muktanandji was there, he was sitting like that and the disciples are all around. Satsang was something, he was talking, people were listening. Two seekers, the two ladies who were friends, they were sitting at the back. One of them said to another, oh, I want to be nearer to Baba. They used to call him Baba, father or guru, whatever. The another friend said, all right. She stood up and went somewhere. Because the another friend thought, that perhaps she is feeling she is a little away from him and she wants to be closer. She wants to change her place where she is sitting. Anyway, that friend went away. But when this friend tried to locate her, where is she sitting now, she could not see her. In the evening, they again met. The satsang was over and she could not find her out. And in the evening they again met. And then this friend asked, where did you go? Where did you disappear? You said you wanted to be nearer to him, but I could not see you after that. Then she replied, oh yes, I wanted to be nearer to him, therefore I went nearer to him. He said, but what do you mean? You were not at all there sitting. I did not find you. She said, you don't understand what is to be nearer. To be near to him, I went to my room. And there I went into meditation and then I was very close to him. She was expecting that to be nearer means going somewhere else, perhaps she will be closer physically. And then she said, that is not to be nearer. Nearer means nearer inside. So I went to my room and then I was very close to him. So don't be disturbed by these things. Guruji is giving more preference. He talks quite a lot to such and such. Go on doing things what are coming in your way. Don't look towards others. You should have no time from even looking yourself. Your own weakness is removing them. Try to evolve. Don't try to compare. There should never be a comparison between another seeker and you in the mind. The comparison should be there. Your comparison today with what you were yesterday or a week ago. That comparison is useful in spirituality, not the comparison with other seekers. These things I am explaining so that you may understand things in a deeper way. And of course, when I express these things, many such things will go away from the mind. There is no place. And those who disagree, they may not at all come here or elsewhere, wherever I happen to be. They may go elsewhere. There are so many people teaching, so many gurus. Everybody is free.